The Milwaukee Recreation Department runs hundreds of free or low-cost classes for children and adults. If you want to learn how to make a new dish, you'll find that many of the rec's cooking classes are Korean. WUWM education reporter Emily Files explains why as we continue with our Asian American Pacific Islander Month coverage.
It caught my attention when I was looking through Milwaukee Rec's activity guide last fall. There were so many Korean cooking classes. I wondered why. It's not like Milwaukee is known for its Korean food. Turns out it's because of one woman, a teacher and grandmother in her 60s.
How are you? My name is Sunju So. I came from South Korea.
I met Sunju on a recent evening at Hamilton High School, where she was getting ready to teach a dozen students how to make beef bulgogi, also known as Korean barbecue. It's marinated thin slices of beef cooked on a stovetop.
Many Korean dishes are very slow food, but very nutrient, some protein, carbohydrate, some vitamin, and all kinds of nutrition. I want to introduce about the Korean dishes. And bulgogi is very popular for everybody.
Students start to file in. There are a few couples, a group of friends, and a mother-daughter pair named Gail and Lily Domke. Here's Gail.
Bulgogi, I've had it in restaurants before, and it's delicious, and I'd very much like to be able to make that at home. I'd like to learn from somebody that actually knows how to prepare it properly.
And today I prepare the Korean beef. We call it the bulgogi.
Sunju tells the students that they'll make the sauce used to marinate the meat. The students get to work chopping onions and scallions and crushing fruit to add to the sauce. Sunju never expected to be a cooking teacher. At age 44, she moved from Seoul to Milwaukee to study early childhood education at UWM. That's when she started to learn English.
It's a little bit hard time, but every day I should take the course, meet the American friends. It's good to learning.
Sunju says her grandmother, who lived past 100, told her, "You're never too old to learn something new." Now Sunju is the teacher. She teaches paper folding arts to school children, and in 2017 started teaching Korean cooking and culture classes through Milwaukee Rec.
Many American people want to take more and more. They give us some hint or comment. Open the noodle class, open the pancake class like that. So that's a good idea. I will open more and more.
Once the vegetables are chopped for the bulgogi class, Sunju lines up the ingredients for the marinade. It includes soy sauce, wine, honey, green onion, garlic, sugar, and more.
Next one. Sesame oil, 2 tablespoons.
The students make their own sauce, commenting on how good it smells. Finally, Sunju puts the marinated beef into the frying pan with onions and carrots. After it's cooked, Sunju demonstrates how she eats bulgogi by putting a bite of the meat along with white rice and spicy chili paste on a lettuce leaf, like a spoon you can eat. Then the students get to try it. I interrupt one couple's meal.
That's very, very good.
Very good.
Yeah, really good flavor.
What flavors are coming through?
Definitely, like, you can taste some of the sesame oil.
And I was going to say sesame oil.
Yeah. And I think, like, some of the sweetness, too, from the sugar and the fruits.
About 250 Milwaukeeans have learned Korean cooking from Sunju, according to the rec department.
Always my grandma said, the good food is better than medicine. So we don't need to take more medicine if you take the good dishes. Yeah, so I want to follow her direction.
Sunju is teaching more classes this summer, including bibimbap and fried noodles. They're full right now, but there are wait lists. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.